Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach. And I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. Well, today is Wednesday. You know what that means. Yippee, midweek motivation. Oh, I tell you, it is a great, great day. I tell you, we are just 2.5 days away from this awesome empowerment event. There is so much excitement swarming around this event, and I believe that one of those reasons is because our very, very special guest host today on the show, Mr. Versi Walker. I tell you, Mr. Versi Walker, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I am excited. I'm telling you, listen, wow, this is going to be a day like no other for the people who are looking for real empowerment, Mr. Versi Walker. And I am so glad that you're going to be on hand to also impact individuals' lives.
Great. You know what? I'm honored. I really am. I'm so excited. I feel like a kid during the summertime, and you know, you got a picnic or family reunion, or you're going to Great America. I got my shoes laid out. I got my clothes laid out. I'm thinking, hey, let me get there a little early. Maybe if I get there Thursday, and could just, you know, hang around the lobby or something till everybody comes. But no, I'm excited. I can't wait.
You know, that's a good point, though. But, you know, actually, the one young lady who was on the show on Monday, Miss Karen Blanks Adams, she is actually coming in the night before. She's flying all the way from Dallas, Texas. And she did message me the other day on Facebook and said she's even trying to get her husband to come. That's if things work out with the flight. So that's how serious this event is. People have emailed me, the Honorable Councilwoman Mildred Crump, her office. I had just invited her to come and receive an award. And she, this woman, believe me, you can imagine, having been councilwoman for over 20 years, having, you know, all the things that she's involved in, she's probably on every major board of every company.
Right.
That they will allow her to be on. Here's a woman whose office called me up and said, did you get everything you need from her? Did you get the bio? We sent, you know, these are people who want to come now. If this lady wasn't coming, believe me, you. So people are coming. They want to be empowered. Like I said, I have women coming from different facilities where their lives are right in the midst of a tumultuous transition. I'm talking about if they don't get empowered, Mr. Walker, it's over for them.
It's over. Wow. Wow. You know what?
Yes.
We're going to be there to make it happen and, you know, give them the seed that, you know, hopefully, you know, harvest the tree that will actually one day provide the shade for them and their families for, you know, generations to come.
No, we got to be on point. We got to be about empowerment for real. We can't, you know, like I said in on one of my Facebook notes, we can't just talk to talk about being empowered and being successful. We have to actually give people that, like you talked about, that plan, that blueprint. We got to give them the process. You see, it's just
correct.
Like when you go to college, you get a degree. They teach you the process. These are the steps. Now, if you walk out of that college and you choose not to go in somebody's company, start your own company and apply it, well,
right.
Of course it won't work for you.
Correct.
But
now,
the
that's,
college.
That's on you.
Yeah, but when you pay to go to college, you pay to learn a process.
Correct.
Anyway, so welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I'm going to get out of your way and see what you have to share for the people today. Everybody, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Mr. Versi L. Walker. He is the amazing author of a book called Success, How I Ended Up Here. And he is a man that we're talking about. He is a man who is answering that. You can almost make that a question. How did you end up there at Success? He's answering it in his book. He has other things to tell you about. But here is a man who for more than 20 years has worked in various sales positions. And now, you know what, Mr. Walker, that's something that I had, one thing I used to regret, that I never got a chance to really be like a sales person. Yes, I worked in retail. And I say that because it dawned on me after I got my MBA that salespeople are your frontline worker. They're the closest to the customer, but they're also the person that top management looks at. Because if the product doesn't get sold, no profits will be made, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the truth.
And I'm sorry for interrupting, but I tell people who have such an aversion to sales, and as I said so many times before, we're all selling something. It's either a product, a concept, or an idea. But
yes.
The salespeople as the front line of the assembly line, as I would think, because the product really shouldn't be made until the salesperson creates the relationships and gets the product out there to the people. Because the salesperson can make your experience fantastic or they can make it horrible. They can build a business or they can ruin one, you know, with their inability to sell. But it's not even how well you can sell per se because you have a script where you follow a certain pattern, but it's how the mind and the imagination works. Because a creative salesperson, if they're smart enough, they can size me up when I walk through the door at the men's suit store, and they can already know what size I am, and just by how I carry myself and what I'm wearing at the time, can pretty much predict what I'm coming there to look for. I've seen situations where they've asked every question other than the obvious, and if they pulled out products that, you know, were not in line with what I was looking for. And so much so when I'm walking out the door, then they say, oh, would you like a pair of suspenders? I didn't come in the store for suspenders. I came in there for a suit, shirt, and tie. But they were so busy trying to follow their format that they were trained in the back office on how to sell a product and never knew how to cultivate a relationship. So you're right. The salesperson is, you know, the front person that can, again, make this situation so wonderful. And like I say, build a business and or destroy the business.
Well, I tell you, right here on your book, it says your strategies and techniques will help the reader discover the secret powers to becoming successful beyond their dreams. And I know that we are, you know, being brought together, some of the things that I was doing through Release Your Power and talking about living a life of your dreams. I'm living that life as we speak. I'm not, you know, it's not something that's going to happen in my future. I am living the life right now of my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, So when I show up on Saturday at the Wyndham Hotel in Newark, the dream is showing up.
Right. There you go.
See?
There you go.
Just taking the dream to the building. It's like what we say in church. You know, we're just taking the church to a building. We are the church. Well, I am the dream. And we want to teach people how to become the dream. Now, you are showing up. You talk about that for a moment before you get into your message, because you said it on your book. Talk about living your dreams.
You know what? I find that, you know, for me, and I know the title of the book can throw some people when, you know, you say success, how I ended up here. And there was a statement, there was a question, and it was just, you know, a period. But living that dream, at 5 years old, I made a decision, and I made a choice as a young man who, again, grew up to a single-parent household, that I wouldn't live like that, that I would be able to, you know, be around, good, bad, or indifferent, to see my children grow up. And I also realized that there was a certain lifestyle that I was seeing, you know, on TV that I wanted to emulate. And I grew up during the era of soap operas. You had an auntie, a mother, a babysitter. They were watching soap operas on, you know, from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, doing every weekday, doing every day, you know, during the 70s. And so on those shows, I saw these gentlemen and these women. They're wearing suits. They're drinking scotch in the middle of the day. They're, you know, driving fancy cars. But then on the other TV programs, from Good Times, Baby, I'm Back, That's My Mama, you know, Me and Geraldine and everybody else, they weren't living that lifestyle, and I saw a problem with that. And I'm like, why is it that they call, you know, each other on Happy Days, son, young man, cupcake, sweetheart, and on our other programs we're signifying and talking indifferently to one another. And I realized at an early age that, you know, yeah, you're right, sticks and stones may break your bones, but, you know, words never hurt. But that's incorrect, because those bones will heal. It's the words that we're saying to ourselves and others that are, you know, preventing us from an upward mobile trajectory. And so I realized that I wanted to live my dream, and that dream was to be able to have the autonomy to come and go. I wanted the freedom of choice. And based on you and Karen's conversation on Monday, if to make the right decisions so that I can have those freedoms. And it did not come in a monetary, you know, content, although my efforts, actions, and decisions brought in a large amount of money, but it also, again, afforded me the freedoms that money couldn't buy. And I'm living my dream. And to be on the show with you, to be receiving these emails and these Facebook posts from our listeners, to be able to help people, just, you know, one word. I remember telling a young lady years ago, 15 years ago, I told her, in life, if it's not going your way, it's in your way. So either you run through it, over it, or around it. Now, this young lady, she's a beautician, and she does my mother's hair there in Chicago. 4 months ago when I came, you know, and I was showing my book and also, you know, displaying my book, the first thing she asked my mother, does he have this statement in his book? And I'm like, no. You know, she said, that statement changed my life. I'm like, wow. And this was just in general conversation. And to be able to have that kind of impact and effect on someone's life, that is the greatest satisfaction that anyone could ever have, and to, again, be doing it freely and be able to have, you know, people gravitate towards that and really, you know, long for that. What else could I ask for? I'm living my dream.
Well, you know what? Wow, I tell you, the moment those words rolled off your lips, if it's not going your way, it's in your way. So in other words, get out of my way now. But wow, that is powerful. I'm going to be you. Let me tell you, and I'm going to give you all the credit, Mr. Walker. That is right there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. I tell you, see, that's why I told people on Facebook, come and hear what you're going to get more of, not only on Saturday, but listen, there was a woman who said to me the other day at work, she said, you know, Miss Williams, is it true that if you're the smartest person in your group, that you need to find a new group of people? And
amen.
I was I was almost stunned because I knew I didn't have enough time to really delve into it the way I wanted to. But what about that, Mr. Walker?
You know, that is the truth, because you want to elevate yourself mentally, if not, you know, socially or financially, but definitely mentally. And only way to do that, because the only real true testament of intelligence is through the books you read and the people you associate with. And so if you always have people that only lean to you, now in a professional setting, great. You know, now it just gives you more credibility and it lends to your credentials. But if you have five people and you're the only one with a car, you're the only one who's going places, the only one taking vacations, pretty soon you're going to be, you know, broke and, you know, dysfunctional and need to decompress somewhere, because you must associate with like minds or greater. So I always try to surround myself around more intelligent people, and in doing that, I look intelligent because I'm seeking out the best in life, seeking out greater.
I think that's going to be a good word for somebody, and that I believe that you have to definitely speak on that point come Saturday. You have to say a word or two about it, and I know I was actually preaching at a church in Philadelphia, and there seemed to be more young people in the room, and so the Holy Spirit just led me to kind of speak to them, and that's what came out, that you are going to be as successful as your five closest friends.
Correct.
Which, in a way, is saying sort of the same thing, but but at the same time, you know, the other side of that is, if you want to go somewhere, please get around people that are going somewhere.
Yeah, because you want a situation where everybody's pushing you and not down but up. Because in any other situation, they're weighing on you, they're pulling you down, and so you can't. Really can't. You have to. I did this with family. You know, I love them. I know, you know, who they are. They've been there for me. They're going to always be there for me. But sometimes you have to disassociate yourself when you're trying to do something new, different, or greater than you've ever done before. And the, you know, one thing about it, Les Brown said it, and it was actually a quote, I believe, and I'm just trying to make sure I get it right, is that your thinking is what got you to where you're at. So that same kind of thinking can't move you to where you want to be. You have to change your thinking. You have to do something different.
Well, we've been talking about that as well. So all of this is just so key to the whole concept and notion of really being a success, really wanting people to make a success of their lives. It's not as hard as people look, though it does take hard work. But
right.
The problem is that we're not conditioned to work hard, because for some of us, all our lives, mom or dad or somebody was there to make it so easy for us. Or, like you said, sometimes we don't have those friends that challenge us. Therefore, we're not building up that muscle so that opportunities. But you're just saying so many things, and I just want to back up for 1 minute just when you talked about soap operas. Because I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the book, and I've seen your picture and stuff on Facebook. I'm like, this guy is not that old. What does he know about soap operas? Because I know that I grew up watching soaps. I mean, from Nancy, I can even name them. As the World Turns, Guiding Light, Young and the Restless. And because my grandmother, who used to keep us during the day, of course, we would watch them. And that was the exact same effect it had on me. I wanted that lifestyle. No, I didn't want to be, you know, getting drunk in the middle of the day and things like that. But I wanted that. I wanted the fancy clothes. I wanted the – everybody in the soap opera had their own business.
Correct.
If you were a surgeon, you had your own hospital, you know. And so in my mind, I'm thinking everybody owns everything themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, it wasn't the life that I was living every day, because then around me were people that didn't have.
Correct.
You see, and yes, and so there was a disconnect. So I was wanting to get to it, but I couldn't quite get it. But now I do. So anyway, thank you. But I tell you, this has just been so amazing. But also, what else do you want to share with people? I know you're going to be there on Saturday at the Wyndham Hotel, Newark, New Jersey, 9 o'clock a.m. for the second annual Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. You're going to be there. You have this powerful book, Success, How I Ended Up Here. You have your background in finance. You have your Series 7 license. You've worked with people You've opened your own businesses. You've had a chain of businesses around the country. And what in the world are you going to come and share with us on Saturday? Just give us, don't tell us everything, but just tell us something that the people can just hang on to and expect.
You know what? I think just stay empowered. One of our listeners, when she Facebooked me at the end of the salutation, she said, you know what, go ahead and be fearless, because she's been listening to the topic and the subject matter of fear. She said, go ahead and be fearless. I just want to be a living testimony, a living testament. As you said, you know what, when you show up, the dream shows up. And I firmly believe that if you are well prepared in whatever you do, there should be no questions. You should be the answer. So when I show up, I want to be able to present just me standing as a man, someone who, again, may look like many of your listeners, many of the ones who are going to be in attendance, and you just know right away when I tell you a part of my story, you can now almost conclude, you know what, if you grew up in that situation, in that circumstance, wow, if he can do it, I know I can. I want to be that visible manifestation that you can truly change your life in the direction in which you want your life to go in, regardless of where you're at, regardless of your age, your vocation, and your education, because I am not highly educated, but I am a mastering student. I look for opportunities, and I seek out those who can provide it for me. So I think on Saturday, you know, just besides myself with you and everyone else in attendance, this is going to be a networking, a revival, a empowerment. I mean, again, it's going to be on fire. And if those who can attend do, if you can't, send someone on your behalf, because the nuggets that will be dropped in that room, one, I believe, just one word, one statement, one phrase can not only maybe increase your income, but definitely turn your outcome.
Income is going to be increased. Outcome is going to launch like a rocket out of NASA. Listen, it's going, because there is going to be, every inch of that room is going to be filled with empowerment. There's going to be nothing else there. The only thing there is going to be individuals who are absolutely living their dream. And then there's the individuals who want to live their dream. And then there are going to be a few people that they're not going to know why they're there. Maybe a family member coerced them, but at the end of the day, they're going to be so happy that they came. Because the reality is, when we are, you know, I say when you operate in your destiny and your purpose, your life will explode. And when your life is exploding, it's like 4th of July. You see how people were excited about, you know, mostly everybody I know on 4th of July. What did they want to do? No matter how tired they were, they were like, oh, I'm going to see the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, but a lot of people.
All right.
You know, people want fireworks in their life.
That is true. And you know what? In this experience, and I just want to liken it to what most of our listeners understand, it's just like the word in the scripture where it says, there are two or more present in my name, there I'll be. And so that kind of energy from Congress people, from attorneys, public speakers, authors, all of that energy coming together in a harmonious time, in a harmonious place, the consciousness is always going to be elevated because the subconscious now taps into the energy and the minds of all of those other people that have come together to share. And as you said, at the end of the day, it may be that person who's there wishing he was somewhere else. And at the end of the day, there's one statement or phrase that they heard that they can now take away and apply it to their life. Me saying, if you know, if it's not going your way, it's in your way, you can apply that to everything. If you're working on a project and it's just not coming to fruition, then maybe it's in your way. If you're trying to lose weight and you're doing it in one vein or one method and you're not applying all the principles, it's in your way. If you're in a toxic relationship and you have been there for such a long time and nothing's changed, then it's in your way.
You know, that's good.
People will have that opportunity. They will have the opportunity to receive it on Saturday.
That's good. And you know what I've been looking at, when you talk about people in these toxic relationships, and I know because I was in one for most of my teenage, the late teenage life, so I'm like 16 or so, up until I got married to my husband. I was 32 when we met. By the time we married, I was around 33. Here is a situation where toxic was what I wanted. So we even have something for people. We got to have something there for people, Mr. Walker, who still want the toxins. And I don't know, you know, exactly what, you know, we'll be able to do for them, but I do know that there are people who are in toxic relationships and they don't want to give the person up.
And you know what? And I would say I can understand that. I can understand that.
Because one of the things is, say, is that I'm in love. Yes, go ahead.
You know, and that's the word that we want to use. I'm in love. I'm familiar. You know, I know her. She knows me. We've been through a lot. You know what? You probably put each other through more than what you've actually been through. And with the right mindset, and I think, again, with Karen on Monday, she was definitely talking about the decisions and, you know, getting your mind right to make the right choices. But I think the best choice and the best decision if they show up on Saturday. You know what? Everything else at that point, you know, on Sunday, if you show up at church, everything else is irrelevant because once you're there, you can't help but to receive because we're going to be vessels pouring out as much as you want to receive. And when we talk about college and we talk about being educated in school, you know, they say that the professor shows up when the student shows up. You've been sitting there all the time. They've been giving you the information. It's not until your mind becomes open and enveloped and engulfed the information that is being provided. You know, I hear words on a regular basis. I'm like, I've never heard that word before. And ironically, 2 days later, I'll see the word in print or I'll hear it again. That's not a new word. It's just my mind has been open to receive that information. And I believe those who show up, if they're dragged, if they're willingly and voluntarily, they can't help but to receive all the goodness that's going to be available.
I gotcha. So that's like you hear people say, I don't know who said it, Aristotle or Plato or one of them, I think it was Socrates maybe, when the students are ready, the teacher will show up.
Correct.
And that's what's going to be happening. When we're ready, when you're ready, it's already there. And we say that, you know, as Christians and believers, we say, you know, what God has done, he's already done. He said it is finished. It's already there. And so this is the same way. And we have to be out there so people can find us. He said, don't put your light under a bushel. Don't put the candles. Yeah, put that light out there. So some people say, well, why they got to give a conference? Why she got to have another conference? Ain't there enough conferences? Well, see, the light is going to draw people. And we can't put our light. You are doing awesome things, Mr. Walker. Miss Karen Adams is doing awesome things. Miss Kirsten Stevens, all the people that are coming. Miss Beverly Carter, so many other people. Miss Valerie Allen, so many people who are coming to share. People that were there last year. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, who also powerful author motivator. There's another young lady, Linda, who also wants to come and share her gifts. We cannot put our light under a bushel. Don't let anybody tell you to do it. Don't do it for nobody because the light is not for you. It's for someone else.
I agree. I would just say to add to that, if someone is willing to travel from Texas to share, you know, we ought to be ashamed for those who are right around the corner, up the street, and down the block who won't come to receive.
Exactly. And you know what? This is just a tip of the iceberg because we thank all of the listeners who have called in today. I see you on the switchboards. The phones are filled. We actually have other people calling in because we have more phone lines than we initially thought we had. So thank you to our good friend and sister Hope Harper in Cincinnati, Ohio. God bless you. I know you've been telling people about the awesome show. Mr. Walker, she's been on fire about this show, and she's been telling her customer, you know, she owns a dry cleaners, custom care cleaners. I'm talking about a dry expert dry cleaning. Mr. Walker, please, when you are in that area, take your suits there, your shirts. Nobody can clean. She does laundry, laundry shirts. I'm telling you, the people are telling people all over Cincinnati, yeah, you know how it is. It's rough in your first few years. Of course, you got to get established. But let me tell you, people are talking about that cleaners. I was so mad when I went there 4th of July weekend and couldn't take my clothes there to be cleaned because she was closed for the holiday.
And oh,
I was
wow.
so upset. Just don't know. But because I wanted my – had she cleaned my clothes, I'd have been able to keep them for about another month or so. But I can't wait to go back. People, you got to get there, 8876 Coleraine Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio. If you know anybody there, I don't care if you live in Mason, Ohio. I don't care if you live downtown Cincinnati. It's worth the drive to take your clothes to her dry cleaners. It's that good. And I'm not just saying it because she's my sister, because that would be foolish for me to tell you to go there and you went there and something was not satisfactory to you. That would make me look bad. So trust me when I say she is the best, she is. Take your clothes there. Tell all your friends and family. Also, those of you who are listening, we know we have friends listening in the Trenton area. Thank you again for tuning in, Miss Alicia and Mr. Robert. God bless you. Miss Patricia Martin, she's also going to be there on Saturday. We can't wait. There are many people in the archives that are listening. Thank you to Miss Keela and them in the chat room who's been tuned in for the entire show. God bless you. And, oh, my God, Mr. Walker, you know, please, you're welcome to tune back in. Call back in, Mr. Walker, tomorrow and Friday because I'm going to continue talking about what people can expect on Saturday. And so kind of preempted whatever else might have been going on today, but I just really felt led that we need to let people know. So those who will go and listen to the archives who are, like you said, need to make a decision about whether I should go. Should I invest? Basically, that's what it is. It's a $25 investment in you. You're not investing in me. I don't make money off of this. Not yet, anyway. It's the day is coming when there will be thousands and we will be doing this all over the world.
You know what?
There are people, and there are more people in Africa and the UK who want this than Americans. Because, you know, Americans, we think you know how we are. But
we have time, and we can get it later, or it's not that important. But this is significant.
This is
significant.
Yeah, if I was to reach out to some of our friends in London and the UK, we'd already be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will. You know what? I'm there already in my mind. So I see this, you know, one day filling up arenas and stadiums. You know, and we have to think on that consciousness, and we have to receive that in our lives and in our world. So, you know, the universe only attracts like. So the more you think about poverty, lack, and limitation, the more that, you know, your mind and the universe will work to make sure you get that. So I'm thinking that, you know what, this is just, like you said, a small stepping stone in the right direction, and the right consciousness will assemble on Saturday to make sure that this thing is not only great on Saturday, but that the word will spread and opportunities will increase.
Yep, so you heard it. Remember, one of the key things that please go back and listen to the archives if you missed the earlier show, but I can't help but to say this one more time, the quote that Mr. Walker told us, if it's not going your way, it's in your way. Move it. Go over it. Go around it. Go under it. Sidestep it. Leave it behind, but get it out of your way and move forward. So you all going to move forward. Have a wonderful, awesome day. Thank you again, Mr. Versi L. Walker, for being here with us, sharing this powerful information. Again, everybody, go out and have a lively day. Just be lively and positive, and just watch, like Mr. Walker said, watch the universe open up to you and throw you back something lively, something positive. And don't forget those five people that you're hanging around. Yes, you're going to mentor those that need it, but try to get around people that are mentoring you. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on the Coach Lalisa Show.
Bye.
This has been Wednesday Midweek Motivation with Mr. Versi L. Walker.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.